Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, shoplifting, radish for free, and older ladies.
Hi, Willie Griswold.
Hey, man.
Jessica Alsman joins us.
Hello.
Alsie over there at the Tom Griswold area. Keep an eye on her, Willie. You don't want her,
Tom Throne.
No sudden movements.
Chick, you have admitted, you've confessed.
Now, hang on a second. I don't know what you're going to say that I admitted or confessed to. Go ahead, because I don't want to seem like a bad guy here.
Uh-oh. So occasionally stealing food from the grocery store.
That's not
yes.
True. It's not true.
Okay. Well, how would you put it in your words?
It's not occasionally.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. If I'm in the grocery store, there's something in my belly.
Okay.
You're going to have somebody following you around the store now.
Well, that'd be fun.
Well, Christopher says, my gosh, chick, all this blatant theft while flasher parking in the fire lane.
Oh, wow. They can't stop me. I'm on an emergency mission.
He is a scofflaw, isn't he?
Yeah.
Just a ne'er-do-well.
Is that what the tweet's about?
Another guy on Twitter says, chick has to shoplift. He doesn't have time to stand in line paying because his car is parked in the front with the door open and the flasher.
You know what? Here's the thing. I've got 20/20 vision and you guys are all nearsighted.
Yeah,
I don't understand. The bulk food aisle is for it's there for you. They can't keep track of how much they've got.
They're not counting each cashew.
It's the perfect crime.
You guys are scofflaws.
And what are they? Go put tow trucks on every corner to grab the flasher.
No! We have another listener texted in. He said, in the grocery store, saw an elderly woman was taking the grapes off the stem, putting them back in the bag. The guy asked her why. She said, she's paying for the grapes and not for the stems.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Ace Cosby thinking. Because those stems
they
are
weigh
weight.
Something.
That's exactly
that is a bummer. You get a bag of grapes, you take it home, you have to get a record album out, separate the stems from the grapes. Like a library card.
Pick out the seeds and stems.
So in this scenario, it's not marijuana, but your grapes and stems is what you're
amusing, saying. Isn't it?
Enough.
Pat Godwin once stole a radish from a grocery store.
I love that many people are chiming in.
Look,
yes?
I love radishes too. Never would I eat a filthy, dirt-covered radish straight from the garbage.
No.
Or straight from the grocery store. Yeah.
Well, even I don't take radish from the produce bin.
From the organic section where they're watered down. And
they're
the dirt,
still dirty. No, I buy organic radishes. They're still dirty.
Yeah, you're right. Those dirty radishes are watered down. They're now muddy radishes.
Hold on. It says, hey, screwballs.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Leave Pat alone. I eat dirt, too. That was the wrong letter to pick.
Ed says, my 80-year-old dad would raid the produce section, grabbing an occasional grape or small fruit. That's right. One day they had habanero peppers on display. My dad grabbed one thinking it was some exotic fruit. He ate it, broke out into sweats and coughing fits for the next 5 minutes, thought he was going to pass away.
Oh, wow.
He does not sample food anymore.
There you go.
Be safe out there, chick, says Ed.
Thank you, Ed, very much.
He's looking out for you.
Never stole anything from the grocery store.
No?
When I was a kid, I think I took one of those, what is it, a Brock's Milkmaid Royal, like the little Tootsie Roll looking things.
Yes.
You stole the worst candy available?
It is delightful, and they were pretty. You're supposed to like put a nickel in the box or whatever, but I took one. I felt so bad about that.
Those are the candy that you get on Halloween. They're just the generic brown and orange wrapper. It's like it's supposed to be sort of a Tootsie Roll
these
caramel
are the pretty
type.
Ones.
No, I think these are the ones that are the foil. They're like purple, and they have raspberry flavor.
Keep them.
I will take a pound right now.
Right?
That does seem like an old person candy.
Ugh.
Next to hard candy, all that Brock stuff is.
I like Brock.
I like the orange slices.
I would like
the bridge mix.
Oh, yeah, see, bridge mix. Come on,
yeah, bridge. Yes, that's very. I mean, obviously, that's old.
Their demographic is way over 60.
Orange slices. My grandma had orange slices. Those sugar and black licorice.
Oh,
well, thanks for the treats, Grandma. Rather go eat in the backyard.
Grandma treats are great. My grandma used to always give me sugar-free, caffeine-free Coke in the gold can.
Yes.
I would only get it at Grandma's house, so if I see that anywhere, I'm like, hey, where's Gramsy at? I'm getting a treat right now.
Well, your dad was hooked on that for a long time.
Oh, really?
In the gold can. Yeah, but this was before your time.
Gramsy's got to be dead, right?
No, Gramsy's alive.
Gramsy's alive.
She's doing great. And let me tell you something.
Maybe call her today, huh?
Gramsy.
Sure.
Gramsy is on her way over now to kick your ass. Oh, God. That is the way Gramsy rolls.
She is fiery as anything. She got kicked out of the Comcast store the other week. Hilarious.
I love a fiery old woman.
Just so funny. She was talking. She put me on speaker, and I'm talking to the guy, and I'm like, look, man, my grandma's 88. She's not great with technology. Can someone please help her out? And then she goes, oh, nope. Oh, the guy walked away. Oh, there's nobody here anymore. Oh, someone's telling us to leave.
I couldn't believe it.
I can't help but notice that, Pat, do you have your guitar? Do you have something?
Yeah, you know, I know longer.
Hang on. First of all, before I tell you that, I need to tell you, this is the capper for our conversation.
Okay.
Dear idiots.
Hello?
I feel attacked. I'm on my way to work, listening to you guys, trying to laugh.
Oh, no.
But I can't enjoy my bag of radishes.
See, I did this once, and my son caught me, and he shamed me. So here
sure
we go.
Did.
It's in the turnip family. I'll take a radish for free. My son Jimmy yelled at me. I no longer take a radish for free. Yeah, no longer. Just a little something for you. Just
a little something. A little something for you.
Women over the age of 70, to me, have every right to be as surly as they want. They can do anything, as far as I'm concerned. No laws. They are above the law.
You know what my grandma does? I've wondered, like, I'm in therapy. I love therapy. My grandma's not in therapy, and I was curious about it, and I realized that she's not in therapy because any person she talks to is getting her whole life story. Her Apple Watch charger was broken, and we went to the Apple store, and that's all I had to say. Hey, the charger's broken. I just moved from Florida, and then I was in California for a while. And then Wilmette's a suburb of Chicago. Do you go up to Chicago?
That's exactly what my mom does. She's going for five minutes
in this port. Great helper. He's just hanging out. He's talking. We're chatting. But yeah, if you talk to her, she's giving you everything that's ever happened.
Love it.
And great, if you stop and go, Grandma, you don't need to tell it. And she goes, this is the way I do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think it's because, and I'm guilty of this, they don't get to talk to a lot of people sometimes.
Sure.
They're by themselves a lot.
Wait a minute.
Older women have the right to do whatever they want.
Are you a shut-in? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't call my mom enough, is what I'm saying. I don't check in on her.
Well, that's because she's hard to talk to. I mean, I had custody of her one day at a sporting event, and I wanted to run out into the cars.
Is she ever really
spoke
listening?
She very highly of you at a really nice time
I'm
that
kidding.
Day.
I'm kidding. Of course she's a Do lovely what? Woman.
Hmm? I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, is your mom ever really listening? She's just talking.
I don't know about that.
True. Yeah. Older women have done, they've raised kids, they've worked, they've, either been in the military or they were military wives. They're the strongest people on the planet.
Yep.
I love survivors.
How old are we talking?
Like the, you know, 70s, 80s, whatever, okay. 90s. All right. You know what I do? And I'm not patting myself on the back. If I see a group of old ladies at a restaurant,
kiss them. Kiss them.
I come over and I go, time for a show, and I unzip.
Boy, you must be really busy.
I point to like four desserts on the menu, and I go, take these four desserts over to those ladies, but please don't tell them they came from me, and then I leave or whatever.
Aren't you sweet?
Because they've earned a dessert, haven't they?
Mm-hmm. I can't eat anything sweet. So my left leg swells up.
That's why I leave.
What
a
mad hell. What kind of a monster? Is this some sort of a joke? chocolate.
Someone's trying to kill us.
It was probably that beardy and rough, the bearded ruffian.
Lawyer in the back.
That weirdo eating alone.
Standing up comedian and his buddy. They were sitting at that table. He'd both eaten radishes.
They were fish.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Florida police are saying a naked woman drove a golf cart through the scene of an armed standoff.
What's with this?
Just trying to break the tension, that's
Florida.
All.
Yeah, the 28-year-old woman, Jessica Smith, drove past patrol cars and allegedly ignored a police command to leave the area as she continued to approach the house where the armed suspect was on the roof. Hmm. Police said the woman refused to exit the golf cart, so they removed her from the vehicle and handcuffed her.
Oh.
They noted that she was completely nude and smelled of alcohol.
All right.
She was charged with obstruction.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute. What's going on? There's a guy on the roof with a high-powered rifle.
I didn't say there was a high-powered rifle in his hand, but there was a guy on the roof.
He is armed. Yeah.
But he was armed because there was a standoff going on.
Okay.
She pulls up in the golf cart.
Naked,
28, smells like alcohol.
They say, ma'am, please leave.
And she did not leave. First of all, they just said, please leave.
Yeah, ma'am, please. We appreciate the effort, but we need you to get out of here.
We know you're naked and all, but yeah.
Police have really come a long way. Please, please leave. Please, come on.
Yeah, you can't see we're busy, ma'am. We got to deal with your lunatic ass.
Christy, one word. What's coming up in news? One word. I like this. One word.
Slushy.
Boy, did I watch Jeff Oskey enjoy some booze, bourbon slushies over the weekend.
Bourbon slushies? Yes.
Funny Bone in Cincinnati.
What?
Don't cut yourself short. Go over there, enjoy the surrounding. And they have a stand where they sell bourbon slushies.
Chick and I walked out and Jeff was in line.
Yeah. What is in a bourbon slushie?
Well, you got
bourbon and ice, I think.
Bourbon, and then you got ice, I think.
And that's it?
I think so.
Wow. Apparently they were delicious.
Josh, can you ask the fine folks over there if they need any hosts in the future? Ready for this? I once saw a guy in a grocery store take a chicken out of the rotisserie oven, walk around eating it. The store called the police, but they couldn't charge him because he never left the store, so he was just charged with public ed tox.
Whoa.
Talk about a life hack.
I don't want to overstate this. You've opened up a whole new world for me. I meant whole new world. That's what I said. I can't wait. I can't wait to get my rotisserie chicken and walk around the store.
I hope you do it.
But I'll leave. I don't care. What are they going to do? Arrest me?
Yes.
But it's true. It's not stealing until you walk out, though. It's ridiculous.
Hmm. Well, if
you wouldn't be bummed out if you saw that, though, Jess?
I would be so angry. I would walk behind him the entire time, mumbling, just bitching. Look at this guy. I can't believe you. Chicken grease everywhere, touching things.
Wouldn't you just go to the manager and say, that guy just ate a chicken?
No, that would make more sense.
I'm not going to narc on him. I'm going to let him fly. I'm going to let him flap his wings. I'm going to let him do his thing.
You're not going to narc on him.
Do some hard eye rolls. Just give him dirty looks.
And they're not going to be able to catch me. I'm flasher parked. You forgot? I'm out of the store.
Yeah.
True. Good
point. Yeah, that is right.
That rotisserie chicken safe in that passenger side? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What flavor do you go for in the rotisserie chicken?
Well, rotisserie chicken is flavored enough. I mean, whatever that's...
they have all kinds of flavors. They have a barbecue. They have a lemon pepper. Yeah.
I don't know. I get the plain. I like a plain rotisserie.
I get the plain, too, but some people like the spicy.
I tried to say plain. You guys wouldn't let me all of a sudden.
No, I was with you when you were saying it.
You know what flavor chicken I like?
What kind of flavor chicken do you
banana.
Like?
Banana. How about that? Yeah.
Do you know there was a banana?
That's as ham-handed a segue as I've ever heard.
Wait to hear how I get to a song.
Clumsy as hell. You ready for your banana song, Pat?
I am.
Banana tree was planted in a pothole in the middle of a Florida road.
Banana tree, very pretty.
Did we just steal your song?
No.
Thank goodness. What's the deal with Florida?
Maybe it's this road has bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A.
Is that what it is there, Pat?
A banana tree. WKMG reports.
News on your side.
The tree appeared in the middle of a Fort Myers road where some drivers are complaining that the tree's causing even more problems given that the street is narrow and it's difficult to maneuver around the banana tree.
Sure.
You think? Very pretty banana tree. Banana tree. Trini Lopez. We lost him way too soon.
Officials said the issue is not their responsibility. Because the tree's planted in a private roadway.
Yeah. There are a lot of tire marks, too. I guess people are peeling out on that. Look, Tom's not here. Somebody had to do it.
Peeling out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes, when you come to a split in the road, you...
Uh-huh.
Banana split. Well,
banana split.
I'm just mad about... potholes.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't go that direction. I had a pothole issue about 2 years ago, if you remember. Three potholes, three busted tires. The most famous incident, of course, was up in Detroit. Drive home, led from Detroit. Talking to Tom on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Lost in a strange part of town. No place to break down alone. Oh, no, I hit a pothole on a neglected avenue. And then I bust a tire.
Yeah.
I hit a pothole on a neglected avenue. Call David Dyer. Waiting for help at a strip club. On a Motown amateur night. I met a girl named LaQuisha. Told me she treated me right. Good God, I hit a pothole on a neglected avenue. And now I'm doing strippers. I hit a pothole on a neglected avenue. Her wig caught in my zipper.
That's right, yeah.
All right, we're all done. Now neglected avenue.
Hey, all right.
Race there at the end.
Hey, two Florida teens reportedly filmed themselves during their alleged drive-by slushy attacks.
Really?
Drive-by slushy attack.
Yeah. The young men, aged 18, Kaizia McKay and 19-year-old Rafael McCardio, purchased 7 slushies from a Circle K in Pinellas Park before throwing the frozen drinks at multiple persons for the purpose of...
TikTok videos.
YouTube videos.
Oh,
very close.
Oh.
One teen allegedly hurled the slushies at pedestrians while the other filmed.
Isn't that nice?
After the 19-year-old was apprehended by a Florida Highway Patrol trooper, he reportedly confessed and said that he had done similar slushy attacks a week earlier, also for the purpose of his YouTube content. The pair have been charged with battery and conspiracy, so don't
good.
Be doing
good.
That.
Yeah.
If I was in public and someone threw a slushie at me, my ultimate rage would come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would get furious. I'd yell. I'd punch the car window off. Oh my gosh!
But if you were with somebody and someone threw a slushie at the person you were with,
I would laugh and laugh.
Exactly what
and
I thought.
Laugh.
Yes.
Well, yeah, it would take me a while to stop laughing.
Man.
So anyway, what I was telling her was splash. Oh my god.
Yeah, that'd be
dude, funny. You just got slushy.
I hope that's all. I'm gonna check TikTok, see if it's on there.
I get the point of kids wanting to mess with people, but I don't get this thing about filming yourself. But no, why would you have evidence that you're taking? I don't think that kids should run around throwing slushies at people, but
thank you.
If I'm 17, I get the fun of that. I understand how that could be a good time with your pals.
Nobody? I'm with you. I wouldn't do it, but I get, yes, we all did dumb things as teens or whatever, but I would not, assault was never my thing.
What's the dumbest thing you did as a teen?
Oh, my gosh. Stole beer out of somebody else's garage.
Yeah, you're arrested.
That doesn't seem that bad.
Yeah, no, we were arrested.
Oh, you got arrested?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Oh, well, that's different. Yeah. If you got caught, that's bad.
Yeah, we got caught.
What kind of beer were you stealing?
Oh, whatever they had.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Did they take you to jail?
A substation, yes.
What? It was in a
foot long.
It was in a
second.
That's what we needed, right?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in Oil Rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.